I mean, this is one of the most magical parts of the year when, you know, our towns and cities open up and friends and visitors from far and wide come in, but this isn't the time for it. The pandemic has changed the rules, and frankly, in light of COVID-19 and the continually evolving stricter rules of self-isolation, distancing, quarantine, our communities are simply not equipped from the perspective of the hospital capacity and or the public health risk to take on new visitors. So, you know, we started out late last week, you know, having some conversations with Manitoba to clarify what appeared to be an exemption for cottage travelers around travel. They subsequently changed that and clarified that people shouldn't go to their secondary residences, Mike, but that's fine for the province of Manitoba. But since most Tobins come into northwestern Ontario, they just needed to be told that right now, we love you, but we can't have you right now. Well, I mean, we've seen from the federal government and the provincial government, you know, real relief for small businesses. Some of this with respect to tourism is onboarding in the next couple of weeks as camps, tourist operators open or would otherwise open and won't have their usual visitors. So, you know, we've certainly with the electricity relief and the plans we have to support small businesses, complementing some of the relief announced by the federal government, we believe that the right support systems are in place. But there's no question that this is going to bring some economic hardship to our region as a whole, and tourism will not be an exception to that. So, the more disciplined we are to self-distancing, staying at home, and attempting to flatten this curve, the sooner we can get out of this, get to the other side.
Premier Acquaite's upset with the amount of traffic in the GTA area during the weekend, and he's always said that anything and everything is possible to limit the spread. Would you support the closure of the boundaries right now?
Well, I think it's headed there. I mean, I'd said last week, and I spoke with the Premier a couple of times on the weekend about the situation in Kenora. Keep in mind, Mike, this was very, very similar to what we were seeing in Muskoka and Halliburton and the Bay of Quinte, where people were traveling from different provinces or from Toronto up to their cottages up in Collingwood. And those small towns and cities just simply are not equipped to handle the pandemic beyond the people in their own catchment that live there full time. So I'm a big believer that the federal government has to take leadership on this. I spoke to Eric yesterday about this very fact that when it comes to interprovincial borders, we have to have consistency across the country and somebody coordinating that. Otherwise, we get what we had with Manitoba and what we're experiencing with Quebec right now is them setting up their own rules for engagement, some of them inconsistent with what other provinces are thinking. So I'm hopeful and I believe in the next day or two, the federal government better should and will likely make some announcements. I wouldn't be surprised to see this given more legal effect as time marches on and it extend to people leaving regions within a province or even cities. We have to lock this down. Ontario and Quebec are experiencing dramatic increases in community-borne spread of COVID-19, and the only way we're going to stop that is to stay in our homes, to stay in our communities, and ride this out with a kind of discipline we've not seen before. You know, I never want to miss an opportunity to remind folks that there are people returning from different parts of the world. If you know of those people, encourage them to get home and self-isolate, but at the same time, offer them some support. Some of them will need groceries, and people can go and get those. We still know that there are seniors out there that that have a need for stuff. The chief medical officer has asked people over 70 to stay at home and self-isolate as a particularly vulnerable group. So everybody just get together and on the notion that we can help each other even if we can't be in each other's presence, and make sure you know who your neighbors and friends are that may have a need, and help them out.